USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New data from the Border Patrol shows that encounters with illegal immigrants are up, and single adults are now leading the surge. The Border Patrol says they encountered more than 173,000 migrants in April, an increase of 3% over March. But more than 108,000 of those were single adults, up 12% from a month ago. Austin Scarrow, chief Border Patrol agent for the Del Rio, Texas sector, tells Fox News about the state of the border in his area.
Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units, almost 250%. We've seen folks from 70 different countries here so far this year. It's significantly busy. This month, just to put that into perspective for you, this past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Israeli airstrikes into the Gaza Strip have continued as the violence between Israel and Hamas escalates. On Saturday, Israeli Defense Forces bombed the home of a senior Hamas leader and destroyed a high-rise building in Gaza City that housed the offices of the Associated Press. Hamas has continued firing rockets into Israel, with several landing in and around Tel Aviv. Lieutenant Colonel Jonathan Korikas is the international spokesman for the IDF and says that Israel is taking steps to minimize civilian casualties, but Hamas makes that a difficult task.
We aspire to minimize collateral damage. However, it is clear, and anybody who's been to Gaza knows, that it is almost impossible to surgically differentiate between terrorists and their infrastructure and civilians, which are used by the terrorists as their human shields in every aspect, whether it is that Hamas builds tunnels and their command infrastructure underneath neighborhoods.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden has done a lot to try to reverse the policies of former President Trump. Wendy King has more.
President Biden has revoked a number of executive actions taken by former President Trump in the last year of his administration. The orders include Trump's move to establish a National Garden of American Heroes, an order related to conservative complaints about social media censorship, and orders he signed to protect monuments and statues where protesters were targeting Confederate symbols last year. Those demonstrations intersected with the summer protests against the murder of George Floyd. The president also revoked a 2019 Trump proclamation that purported to prevent immigrants who will financially burden the United States healthcare system from entering the United States. In announcing the suspension, Biden said the Trump healthcare order does not advance the interests of the U.S. For Biden, these measures are meant to present to the world a changed and more progressive stance on humanitarianism and social issues. They also follow an earlier suspension by the Biden administration's of Trump's 1776 Commission, which sought to counter recent strides made by the American education system to describe more accurately the violent and racist roots of the U.S. government and society. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.